How could Washington make this mistake? Let's be clear here. They definitely fumbled this trade. There's no doubt about it. You don't bring a guy in that's in his mid-30s. Give away a huge piece of your defense and draft picks. To a guy who, yeah, Alex Smith is a good quarterback. A playoff quarterback. A guy who's been pretty good. Pretty average, in my opinion. Until this recent season when we exploded and had a really good season, which was awesome. 2017 was a really good year for Alex Smith in that offense of KC's. But people also don't realize what happened when they brought in Kareem Hunt in the season that Kareem Hunt had and how much that played a part in Alex Smith having the season that he had. So if you're Jay Gruden right now, I'm sure, you know, I'm a big Jay Gruden fan, and I love the offense that he runs. And yeah, maybe he's excited for next year to have Alex Smith in his offense, but you got to think as overall unit, as a whole team, Washington didn't get better. You know, in a sense, they traded for an older Kirk Cousins. You know, looking at the stats earlier, I'm pretty sure, you know, Kirk Cousins was 9. Alex Smith was 10 in passing yards. And then again in passing touchdowns, they both were neck and neck. Passer rating, Alex Smith was quite a bit higher. Kirk Cousins was a little lower down on that in that statistic. But what was Kirk Cousins working with over there in Washington? I mean, you got a Jordan Reed on a who's banged up all year. You got an old, washed-up Vernon Davis. You got a Terrell Pryor who had one good season at receiver, who clearly doesn't know how to run a route, barely can catch. And the guy throws for 4,000 yards anyways. And you got Alex Smith with a plethora of talent. You got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you know, Kareem Hunt in the backfield. And then you got Cousins, who's had a carousel in the backfield, you know, running back after running back going down, getting hurt. Samaje Perine never really, you know, wasn't really what we thought he was going to be right away. Started to come on a little later in the year. But man, Kirk was, you know, the one bright spot they had over there. And a defense that, you know, needed some help. And a defense that was going to build around Kyle Fuller and DJ Swearinger in that good young secondary, you know. I'm drawing a blank right now of the other young kid's name that plays corner who's been really solid. And I just can't imagine that, you know, maybe they thought, you know, this is, we got to get something out of Kirk. But then essentially they don't get anything. They let a guy go in Kirk Cousins, who has been a solid quarterback, give away a defensive back who's, by the way, rated a 9. The Chiefs made out like bandits, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you think about what that defense is going to be, or could be, should I say. You know, the NFL is always a funny league. People don't always stay healthy, but that secondary, especially if they can get a little bit out of Darrell Revis, they actually can squeeze some juice out of that guy. Man, talk about Marcus Peters, Kendall Fuller in the slot, Kyle Fuller in the slot, I'm sorry. Eric Berry over top. Maybe they got to find another guy opposite of Peters. Maybe they, you know, maybe they can squeeze something out of Revis. But that's a scary unit. No matter really who's playing opposite of Peters, once you put Fuller in the slot and you got Eric Berry running over top, who can help on that other side whenever necessary. That defense can, Justin Houston, that defense is being good. I know they had a rough year this year, but I think Andy Reid's going to have them guys playing next year, especially with this piece. I'm sure they're going into the draft looking for some gems. You know, I'm not completely sold on Pat Mahomes. I seen, you know, I just so happened to be watching some films on Mahomes the other day before I even knew all this Alex Smith stuff was coming. And, you know, I heard a few people say, you know, it's time to start him. And he had a really good preseason, but that Week 17 game, I seen him make a few plays that I know Alex Smith definitely couldn't make. But I also seen him make some plays that Alex Smith wouldn't make. No. Some of those interceptions I seen him throw just look really, really bad. So the guy's got a strong arm. Reminds me a little bit of a young Flacco. I know that sounds funny, but Flacco could throw the ball really far, but Flacco would also throw a ball really far into the other team's hands. And that's something I seen out of Mahomes a little bit. So I'm not 100% sold on him, but that potentially could be a really scary, dangerous offense with a healthy Kareem Hunt. A healthy Kareem Hunt. Patrick Mahomes running around back there. Tyreek Hill. That defense. That offense. That offense could be fun. Travis Kelce. Stay healthy. Yeah. That, you know, I'm not a huge Kansas City Chiefs guy, so I'm not sure where their holes are right now. Maybe they need a second guy. Maybe they need a second receiver and potentially not necessarily even a star, but maybe just a second round guy. Maybe another guy who can possession receiver, maybe another speedy guy. Maybe a guy can go across the middle too. But I'm not going to put them in the Super Bowl next year. But I think they're trending in the right direction. And you got Washington, on the other hand, who seems to be trending in the wrong direction. It's like, yeah, Alex Smith is a nice stopgap quarterback. Someone who might be there for a few years and potentially keep you where you're at. But I don't think he's going to propel you to the playoffs. Especially when you're giving away key pieces of your defense. So, if I'm Jay Gruden right now, I don't know. I'm probably not sleeping too well. Then again, he's probably up brainstorming with how he's going to, you know, integrate this new stud into his offense. And one thing's for sure, I do think Gruden's going to get the most out of Alex Smith. That West Coast offense that he runs, you know, Terrell Pryor, second year in his system, maybe he gets a little better. We'll see. We'll talk a little more about Alex Smith here in a